sentences. And now it's time for our regular feature Talking Point, and today Linda Maštalíř profiles the two men who are in the lead to become the next Czech Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek and Mirek Topolánek. And Linda's report starts with the views of a few people in the streets of Prague.
Paroubek. And why?
I don't know. I don't like ODS.
Well, I think Mirek Topolánek. I'm not so sure that he would be a better premier, but I don't like Paroubek at all. I don't like the politics, and therefore I would definitely vote for Topolánek.
Polls have them running neck and neck days before the elections. Jiří Paroubek, the current prime minister and leader of the Social Democratic Party, and Mirek Topolánek, the leader of the opposition Civic Democratic Party. One of these two men is most likely to be the Czech Republic's next prime minister. But who are they and where did they come from? In this week's Talking Point, we take a look at these two men and the images they project. In this week's Týden magazine, a profile of Paroubek and Topolánek tells us about the poetry and music they like. Paroubek can recite Macha's famous poem Mai, or May, while Topolánek knows the songs of Jaromír Nohavica by heart. As for where in the world each man would fear to live, Paroubek says that maybe in one of the African countries, and Topolánek says he'd fear living in any number of totalitarian regimes like Cuba or North Korea, because sooner or later they'd probably lock him up. So what else is there to know about them? Mirek Topolánek was born in 1956 in the Moravian town of Szekín and graduated from the Faculty of Mechanical Engineering at the Brno University of Technology. In the 1980s, he worked as a planning and project engineer at the Ostrava Coal and Mining Corporation, and in 1991 he went into private business and established a company called VAE Limited, which focused on projects dealing with the energy industry. Politics became an active part of Topolánek's life in late 1989, when he became involved with the Civic Forum movement. He joined the Civic Democratic Party back in 1994, and in 1996 Mirek Topolánek became a senator. When his star began to really rise within the Civic Democratic Party in late 2004, political analyst Jan Urban had this to say about Topolánek.
He definitely came to the leader's position within Civic Democratic Party as a compromise solution. Until his arrival, the leadership position in that party were identified or given only along the lines of loyalty towards our present president, Václav Klaus, who was the founder of the party and a godfather of all its style. There was no personal chemistry particularly working well between Topolánek and Klaus, and that was the main reason why his chances were rated as low. Nevertheless, Klaus became president and the party had to go on, and Topolánek slowly but steadily proved that he was able to create a compromise atmosphere that could fulfill the wishes of all different groups within especially the MP club in the parliament. So Topolánek's quality lays mainly in the fact that he is able to wait patiently for the chances to come, and it is clear that his chances are rising and he is very probably our next prime minister.
Now Mirek Topolánek is days away from the polls that will decide whether Czechs want him as their next leader. The campaign has focused much on personal style, and Jan Urban sees Topolánek's image as one of a man in the street who uses a short form of his given name.
He calls himself this kind of kind version of his formal name. This is how his mum would call him when he was a young boy. This is how he identifies himself as the man in the street. The same would go for his quite frequent singing of folk songs. He comes from a very colorful region in northern Moravia, famous for its folk songs, and he likes to be photographed exactly doing that. So Definitely. He's working on his image and he's doing it quite deliberately.
Born in Olomouc in 1952, Jiří Paroubek is no stranger to Moravian folk songs. He studied economics, and between 1976 and 1990, he worked as the main economist and then as the director of the state-run company Restaurace a Jídelny, or Restaurants and Cafeterias. Where politics is concerned, Jiří Paroubek has more of a colorful past. Although his official campaign CV says nothing about political activity prior to 1989, Jiří Paroubek joined the so-called Czechoslovak Socialist Party in 1970 and became a member of its Central Committee in 1982. He left this communist-affiliated party in 1986 and now says that this is a matter of the past not worth discussing. Yet, Paroubek recently had this to say about possible cooperation with the current Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia.
Ty zákony, které jsou potřeba ve prospěch této země, lidu této země.
If need be, we will pass the laws that are necessary for the prosperity of this country, for the people of this country, with the help of the communists. And if Martians were to fall here, then I would pass the laws with their help.
Kdyby tady spadli Marťani, tak je budu schvalovat s Marťany.
Jiří Paroubek joined the Social Democratic Party that he now runs in 1990 and rose through its ranks to become the Minister for Regional Development in 2004. In April 2005, he was named Prime Minister and replaced his discredited predecessor, Stanislav Gross. Jiří Paroubek has run a campaign based on promises of certainty and prosperity, and although he has already sat in the seat of the Prime Minister, his image is about to be tested at the polls for the first time. So as polling day draws close, we went to the streets and asked people who they would prefer as the next Czech Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek or Mirek Topolánek.
We like Mirek Topolánek. We vote ODS. He's more sympathetic than Jiří Paroubek. And we like him more, I don't know.
For me, it's not a good question because I'm not so much interested, but I think Topolánek. I more sympathize with him, yeah.
Nobody. Sorry, I don't know.
Topolánek. ODS is better.
Not Paroubek, no. I don't know about Topolánek much more, but I don't like Paroubek, yes. I am not very good informed about Mr. Topolánek, yes, but I believe him more than to Paroubek.